Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting 9th. The left fielder, Kevin Romberg. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyevan. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler throws the ball into Franco, who relays the ball to Bernazard, who tags Armas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bly Evan covering, for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Romberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romberg hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards first. Easler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Armas reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gedman moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Miller moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Romberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Boggs applying the tag. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Rice reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Rice moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice scores. Armas moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Armas moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Romberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Romberg strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Romberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Romberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. Gedman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Franco fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Jacoby moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Kevin Romberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Romberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aponte now pitching. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Armas reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Rice moves to third. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-4 in the game. Easler is hit by the pitch. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Armas scores. Easler moves to third. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Bernazard moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Easler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Franco moves to second. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Brooke Jacoby. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Franco scores. Tabler moves to third. Hargrove moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 3 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stanley now pitching. Broderick Perkins pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler tags and scores. Hargrove tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-6, Red Sox. George Vukovich pinch hits for Kevin Romberg. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Tabler now playing left field. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Mike Fishlin now playing third base. George Vukovich now playing right F. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fishlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and three walks. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Bernazard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 4 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Red Sox 10, Indians, 10. Steve Crawford now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Armas strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and three walks. Bernazard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.